The FDA has released new draft guidelines that would allow pregnant women to be involved in more clinical drug trials. Nearly 4 million pregnant women in the U.S. every year don't know which drugs are safe because there's a hesitancy to include them in trials. Megan Thielking is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Megan, the big question is, how can drug companies ever test on pregnant women if they could possibly harm the fetus?
So this has been a concern for a long time, and there are obviously ethical concerns about exposing a pregnant woman or her fetus to an untested drug, but there's also an argument to be made that not testing any drugs means you're exposing millions of pregnant women every year to untested medications that we don't know if they're safe or effective to take during pregnancy. Almost every medication that's given to a pregnant woman is considered off-label, meaning it hasn't been proven safe or effective for them to take. Because the body changes so much during pregnancy, standard doses of drugs might be too high or too low for a pregnant woman. So these guidelines are the latest step that the federal government has taken to sort of look at this problem and look at how we can address it. There's also a task force looking at it, and now the FDA is getting involved.
So let's start with some of the things they're saying, including what to do with women who become pregnant while they're in a clinical trial. What's the advice there?
So what the FDA is suggesting is that if a woman does become pregnant when she's already enrolled in a clinical trial, researchers should just tell her whether or not she's getting an experimental drug or she's getting a placebo. That way she can make a decision about whether the potential benefits of staying in the trial, whether those are for her or for her fetus, will outweigh the risks of exposure. I think it's certainly a complicated calculation to make, and the FDA asks that any clinical trial that involves a pregnant woman poses minimal risk to a fetus. So there are certainly a lot of considerations to be made.
So that's women who might get pregnant during a trial. But back to the big headline here, which is that the FDA is saying that pregnancy is not a bar to women being in a trial.
I think there's certainly a huge push to get more pregnant women involved in clinical trials. I think it's a little early to know what the pharmaceutical industry is going to think about this guidance. So the FDA just released this as a draft guidance, which means they're willing to take comments from doctors, from pregnant women, from the drug industry. And we haven't heard yet what the drug industry really thinks of this guidance. But I do think broadly there's a change happening on the federal level to get more pregnant women involved in research. And we might see some drug companies follow their lead.
Now, well, as it says, there have to have been preclinical studies already done, so there are some requirements, but no drug company is going to want to be the one responsible if something goes wrong and it's not just the woman, it's the fetus that's involved. We should also mention there's ethical questions, and one that's been a little controversial has to do with the father's consent. The father's consent could be required in some cases?
Yeah, so it's a really small part of the guidance, but it's one that some people have already pointed out. And essentially, the health department, the federal health department, already has these requirements in place for studies that are paid for or conducted by the health department. And one of those guidelines is that it requires a father's consent for a pregnant woman to be involved in a clinical trial if the benefit is just for the fetus and it's not for her. So they ask for a mother and a father's consent. There are obviously exclusions to that, but that's been criticized before, and the argument is just that a pregnant woman's consent should be enough. And now that the FDA is suggesting that drug companies also follow all those same guidelines that the health department already has, that one point is being scrutinized again.
That's Megan Thielking, a reporter at STAT. We'll link you to her writing at herenow.org. Megan, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.